This is American Roots with our program, How Many Roads? Bob Dylan's Back Pages, Volume 2. In 1963, Broadside Magazine asked for songs about the enrollment of a black student, James Meredith, at Ole Miss. Dylan submitted this next song. Much later, he told Studs Terkel, "It deals with the Meredith case, but then again it doesn't. I wrote that when it happened, and I could have written that yesterday. It's still the same."
Oxford town, everybody's got their heads bowed down. Sun don't shine above the ground, ain't going down to Oxford town. He went down to Oxford town, guns and clubs followed him down, all because his face was brown. Better get away from Oxford town. Oxford town around the bend, come to the door, he couldn't get in, all because of the color of his skin. What do you think about that, my friend? Me and my gal, son, we got met with a tear gas bomb. I don't even know why we come, going back where we come from. Oxford town in the afternoon, everybody singing a sorrowful tune. Two men died neath the Mississippi moon, somebody better investigate soon.
Oxford town from the 1963 LP, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. That same record contained this better-known song.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
Bob Dylan admired the civil rights songs from the Staples Singers and would hear them on tour in the early 60s. Mavis Staples remembers when her father, Pops, heard Dylan for the first time and how Dylan's protest lyrics influenced their family in return.
When Pops first heard Dylan was singing, and Pops said, "Listen, y'all, listen to what that kid is saying." And Dylan was saying, "How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man?"
Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
And Pops used to tell us stories about when he was in Mississippi. He could be walking on the side of a street. If all of a sudden a white man was walking towards him, he'd have to cross over. He couldn't walk on that same side of the street and not be called a man. And he could relate to that song. He told us, he said, "We can sing that." And we came home, we got Dylan's records, and we learned Blowing in the Wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
That was Blowing in the Wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. And from that, we, you know, heard lots of folk songs. That we heard songs like For What It's Worth.
Something happened in here, but it feels ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware.
Now, I've got to ask you, I'd heard your father received a request from Bob Dylan for your hand in marriage.
Well, Bobby, we met when we were teenagers, you know, and that was the very same day we met. Mm. You know,
well, that was a pretty quick proposal then.
That was a quick proposal. He told Pops, he said, Pops, I want to marry Mavis. And Pops told him, well, don't tell me, tell Mavis, you know. And we courted for a while. We would write letters and talk on the phone, and we'd see each other at folk festivals. Mm. We were too young to travel to see each other, you know. And anytime we'd see a folk festival where Dylan was going to be, I knew I was going to see Bobby. Bobby was a cute little guy. Mm. You know, he had curly hair, and he was kind of cute. I was kind of cute myself, you know. We were a good couple.
I think you're both still cute, actually.
That's nice of you to say, Nick.
How many roads must the man walk down before you call him a man? Yes, how many seas must the white dove sail?
Pop Staples with his daughter Mavis and the whole family singing Blowin' in the Wind, 1963. Dylan's early music relied on gospel and especially the blues. Robert Zimmerman famously turned at one point to a Christian message for inspiration. But when his spirit and music needed further lifting, he looked back to the blues from Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, and here on Dylan's recording, World Gone Wrong, it's Blind Willie McTell and Broke Down Engine on American Roots.
Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no driving wheel. Like a broke down engine, ain't got no driving wheel. Yeah, up and down and lonesome, you know just how my poor man feel. Been shooting craps and gambling, mama and I done got broke. Been shooting craps and gambling, mama and I done got broke. I done pawned my pistol, baby, my bed. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. I went down to my praying ground, fell on my bended knee. Went down to my praying ground, fell on my bended knee. I ain't crying for no religion, Lord, give me back. If you give me back my baby, I won't worry you no more. Give me back my baby, I won't worry you no more. Don't have to put it in my house, Lord, I just leave out to my door. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy. Can't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Can't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Not a Hebrew lemon, but tap it across your floor. Feel like a broke-down engine, ain't got no drive at all. What made me love my woman, she can really do the Georgia crawl. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no whistle or bell. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no whistle or bell. You're real hot, mama, come and drive away, daddy's.
Bob Dylan deep in the acoustic blues, 1993, rearranging Blind Willie McTell. According to Jerry Wexler, the late producer of Dylan's 1979 LP, Slow Train Coming, the songmaker had previously hoped to find a new spiritual direction and get away from his more acoustic legacy.
And he said to me, you know, I've done the word trip. I want to do the music trip someday. I didn't know what he meant, but eventually when he called me to do his album, now I knew what he meant. He wanted to get away from the Woody Guthrie hard scrambling, hard rambling down the road with the guitar in his back, and he wanted this broad sonority of horns and strings and so on that nevertheless they lent body and weight to the record, but without getting in the way. That's what he wanted, and he thought that we had the key to that. And I'll be damned if we didn't.
And it's a record that feels like it has a kind of a Christian undercurrent to it.
A Christian undercurrent? A Christian tsunami. It was all about Jesus. It was wall-to-wall Jesus. I couldn't care less. First of all, he brought something brand new to the table. Secondly, he keeps changing. He keeps pushing the envelope. And he's got this great band. And he's still Bob Dylan, the great American poet.
In retrospect, how ironic is it that Bob Dylan, Robert Zimmerman, gets into the Christian side of life, and of course, since then, he's gone back to express his Jewish cultural interests and sense of spirituality, but you were there as a kind of a aider and abettor of his Christian turn.
I mean, it doesn't concern me at all. It's the music that concerns me. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of years later, he took his son to the Wailing Wall and bar mitzvahed him. And of course, when Bob first went out behind these albums, people went crazy. But that changed pretty soon, and that was accepted. I mean, what can you say about those songs, those lyrics? They're masterpieces. Who's second to Bob Dylan? Name it. There's nobody.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper. It might be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns. And you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Spiritual pride.
Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop. You may know how to cut hair.
You may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk. Might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk. Might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray. You may call me anything. No matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Dylan from Slow Train Coming, produced in Muscle Shoals by the late A&R man Jerry Wexler, who spoke before the song. You gotta serve somebody. The album has been described as part of Bob's spiritual awakening after social criticism and bad reviews. It came after a fan tossed him a silver cross on stage, and it became a kind of personal talisman. We'll return with a literary classic from Blonde on Blonde when How Many Roads, Bob Dylan's Back Pages, returns on American Roots.